Yo, what up? What up? It's your boy Amante. Welcome back to the True Tone Show. Today's a recap. I'm excited to talk to you guys about Tone Groove and Jay Noble's interview. That's all we got today. I'll see you on the other side. And we are back. It's Monday. It's 5 a.m. This episode comes out at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't know where you are. Wherever you are in this world, I hope you're doing well. I hope you're having fun. Hope people are being good to you. If not, cut them off. Leave. Don't be there. You don't have to stay there. You're better than that. Don't take it. Walk away. Don't say what you want to say that's deep down in your soul that could potentially get you fired. You don't want to say that. Don't do that. Try your best. I hope you guys are well. Went on a little rant. So I'll take a deep breath. Do with me. Breathe in. Let it out. There you go. What a week. Last week was a week. This week is hopefully going to set it off well. And you're listening to the True Tone Show. So your week is already going to be blessed. It's going to be a good one. You're going to have a lot of fun things happening. But anyway, you guys came here for something specific, and that is a recap of the conversation I had with Tone Groove and Jay Nobles. Funny guys. Homeroom University. You can check them out. You can check them out on their own show, LOI, the show. Funny guy. Tone Groove, funny. Tone is hilarious. Jay Nobles is more of like the thinker, sit back. I'm not saying they both don't think, but when he's more of the collective thoughts. They're very funny. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. And today I'm going to talk about two points that I had. Try not to overwhelm you. Two is enough. Give you two little snippets. And the first one I want to talk about is when you have a friendship, sometimes friendships are marketable, right? What I mean, sometimes friendships make sense in business. Not always in business. You want to stay away from family. Sometimes in business, but sometimes it's good. Sometimes you can. There's the ability to leverage and use that relationship to get what you need out of life, which is finances and freedom to explore. So I had Jay Nobles and Tone Groove on, and they talked about chemistry and why they were able to work together. And so I want to play a little piece of that.
All of that work just came from being in a classroom together or like, you know, really chopping it up, really talking shit about each other, you know, all in the circle, just regular, you know, high school shit. And it essentially wasn't intentional. Like, there's a lot of situations where you see cast members, they kind of
and plug something, in. Yeah. Something that I really appreciate about them sharing their stories is the importance of chemistry, and maybe not yet, but one day it could be. I like that, you know, maybe not yet, but one day it could be, is the mindset that didn't restrict them, but help them get to be where they are now, where they're making content, they're doing shows, they're traveling, they're getting big boy opportunities. You know, they're doing interviews. The show is great. They do a funny show. You guys check it out. LOI, the show. I will link their show, all the handles, Menace Material Entertainment, for this episode as well. And hopefully you guys will go check that interview out. But building chemistry, it takes that It takes that ability. Maybe not now, maybe later. It's a good little quote. Little quote for y'all. Good little quote. You ever drop your phone and try to make it look like you ain't dropping your phone? That's what happened to me right now. I'm dropping my phone. I'm trying to make it look like I didn't drop my phone, but I just need to pick it up. But the second thing I want to talk about that they dropped, which was a complete nugget, and that was on the creative journey. That's how I categorize it. It was the discussion we talked. I asked them a question about creativity, and I thought their answer was really nice, and I want to recap that, and then I'm going to close out with that.
That's a North Carolina. That's a very legendary local.
This is my last question for y'all. Do you guys have any tips for any creatives? What is it? And any closing thoughts you want to leave with the people?
Tips for creatives. Yeah, man. Overall, it takes a certain level of belief. A lot of it will be delusional at first. Just really the corny shit, like trust yourself. And it's weird to like try to give advice when like I haven't even completed the first step. Like I'm not getting, like I ain't no money coming from this yet. Like, you know.
Yeah, but now you in a position where you can speak to stuff.
But I can speak to some. It's just humbleness.
Mm-hmm.
Plays a very important role.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be humble.
But I would say in general, you got to trust yourself. It's like, all right, if you embark on that journey to where, like, you want to take some shit that's in your head and make it a thing that's in real life, like something that's completely abstract, like doing a performing art or whatever you do, it's like you have to trust in your taste and in your talent that you have. And you just got to keep producing shit. And you got to understand that not everything that you do is going to be good. But you got to get out all that bad shit so you can be good at what you do. You know what I'm saying? You got to trust the process. Like, you have to be bad. Being bad is better than not materializing anything at all. Because at least you have something to work from and something, all right, that was not okay. Let me try that again. And then it's just a process. But you got to trust that eventually you're going to be able to squeeze out that greatness.
Yeah, and it's really it's a day-by-day process. Like, just believe in yourself day by day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's stay healthy, take care of yourself. Yeah.
I thought that was a beautiful answer on the creative journey, tips for the creative. And if you want to take the next step in life, it just has to be one where you're okay with failing, one where you're okay with learning to rely on self, but be open, be loose grip to the point where you can take criticism to move on. And then also realizing at some point the project, the journey will take its own set of wings and you got to be okay with that. So that's my advice from the interview. Beautiful interview. Tone is funny. Shane Nobles is cool. Very great interview. I really appreciate them coming on. Definitely will have them on again. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that interview. They're funny, man. Both of them, they're funny together, and their chemistry is wild, impressive. And it's not guaranteed. You're not always going to have good chemistry, and that's why I pointed out it makes sense. And wow, what a great episode. I want to close with this. I'm going to do the Truest Tone segment and switch into this, and that is, we're talking about creativity. If you're on a job that you don't like, I'm going to tell you some steps you can take before you quit your job, right? Before you quit your job, you should do one of these two things or ask yourself this question. Do you have enough money to cover you for 2 months? Okay. During that 2 months, are you quitting out of frustration or are you quitting out of necessity for mental health, well-being? And then the last question is, what do you need to work on during that time period when you do quit? So it could be, you know, re-enter introducing yourself to yourself, reintroducing yourself to friends that you cut off, friends that got lost, or family that got lost, or people you really, really appreciated during that time period. So before you quit your job, this is the True Stone segment. Before you quit your job, these are some of the things you should do. Have 2 months of saving. Make sure you get all your medical done, right? Any medical you can get done before you quit or you move on. And also, the last thing is, what are some things you can work on yourself before you move on to your new job? And then after that, man, I would honestly say give yourself some time to relieve anything during, or how long, especially if you were at a company for a long time, like, let yourself filter out all that, you know, just everything good, bad, and ugly. Reflect on that and then move on, you know, and be thankful for the time you had, unless it was miserable, and be grateful that you are who you are during that time period, and keep it pushing, you know. Be thankful for the good people you met. Hopefully you met some good people at the job you were working. But other than that, this is the Truest Tone show. This was the Truest Tone segment. And I want to end the show. So was there truth to this conversation, or was it just noise? I'll let you decide. It's your boy, Amonte Hall. Please, please email truetonepod@gmail.com. True Tone Show on IG, True Tone Pod. And Amonte Hall on IG. If you guys want to look your boy up, check me out. Until next time, see you guys. Have a great week.